The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Andy. You and me, we're both on number 15, Magic Wand. Millsy on number 23, Vow and Declare. We can declare. We're very excited to have Bob Tarlow back with the US Report. Bobby, a very good morning to you once again.
Hey,
hello,
thank
mate.
You, Baz. It is great to be back with you and Millsy. What a pleasure. It is remarkable to think that 1 year from today, we should know if Donald Trump will be serving a second term or if the White House flips to the Democrats. In the meantime, the contentious House impeachment inquiry grinds on, remaining for now behind closed doors. Yesterday, an attorney for the whistleblower, the one who filed that complaint about Trump's apparent effort to pressure Ukraine for information he could use against political rivals, had an offer for the Republicans. Mark Zay, the attorney, said that Republicans on the Intelligence Committee would be welcome to submit questions in writing directly to his client instead of going through the panel's Democratic majority. And then the client would answer back in writing under oath. This morning, Trump and his Republicans are saying no to that. They want that person to show up in front of them. One question around Washington these days is, now that the full House has voted to approve impeachment procedures, when will the investigation come out of the shadows and go public? The Democrats are being cagey on that. Have a listen to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appearing on late night comic Stephen Colbert's CBS program at the end of last week.
When do public hearings start?
They'll be soon.
Could you be vaguer?
House investigators have just released the first transcripts from closed-door witness testimony. That includes Marie Yovanovitch, the ambassador to Ukraine that Trump sacked earlier this year. In the July 25th phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky, Trump described her as bad news. Yovanovitch says she believes Zelensky agreed to try and find dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden in order to curry favor with Trump, in order to receive much-needed military aid that Trump was holding back. Trump's latest take on the Democrats investigating him:
the Democrats are crazed. They're lunatics.
And something happened today in New York that won't make the president too happy, Bob.
You've got it, Millsy. A New York appeals court has ruled the president has to turn over 8 years of tax returns to prosecutors. As you know, Trump has resisted all along disclosing any of his state or federal returns. And Baz and Millsy, next stop for this case, likely the U.S. Supreme Court.
Wow, that is a big stop. Good on you, mate. Nice to have you back, Bobby. Good on you.